Mary Magdalene by Jacques Blanchard. During the reign of Louis XIII, Jacques Blanchard and Simon Vouet were the most important painters in France. After his return from Italy in 1629, Blanchard rapidly established himself as the best and most modern painter of the time. He painted the repentant Magdalene several times. The subject was very familiar during the Counter-Reformation, popularized first by the Caracci and their circle, and later, in France, by Vignon and Champagne. The saint is easily recognizable here by the skull, her long hair, the flask of perfume on the stone ledge on the top left, symbol of the renunciation of earthly possessions, and the strong beam of light, sign of her conversion. Standing, her weight swayed onto one hip, the saint is shown at the very instant of mystic transfer and conversion. The left hand raised in acceptance, the eyes lifted towards the celestial light, the right arm resting almost proudly on the skull. Blanchard rarely went so far in the search for sincerity and Baroque monumentality. The drapery and abundant hair follow the body's curves, with supple and smooth brushstrokes worthy of Correggio. Blanchard exalts the feminine form in full bloom. This masterpiece, at once carnal and mystical, is one of the best examples of the work of the French Titian from near the end of his career in about 1637 or 1638.